My name is Anna Bangulin, and I will be your host today for a conversation with some inspired entrepreneurs as they share their vision, their, I want to say, play, because I'm sure this doesn't feel like work, even though some of us, you know, when we try to take that next step, it might be a little contrasty, but still, we're expanding and growing in that process. I am actually going to unmute all of the folks that I have that I know that are on the air, that are coming on the air with me. And I know for sure we have Cheryl with us. Hello, Cheryl. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Anna. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And Brenda is with us as well this morning. Hello, Brenda.
Hello, Anna. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, you are so welcome. I so appreciate every single one of you. And I have someone here. It's area code 302. Who's on the air with us?
It's Carolyn.
Carolyn Bennett Sullivan. Okay, fantastic. Great. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. We have Michelle who's going to join us, but she can join us at any time. I'm going to keep us unmuted unless, you know, something gets really in the background noise or something, and I'll be clicking around on buttons and playing around with that. But otherwise, I just want to keep us unmuted so we can share. Each of us, I want to just go down the list, and we're going to share our information and then, you know, maybe what has transpired. One of the things I want to talk about, and Brenda and I kind of touched on this a little bit before the show, and I was like, oh, let's save it for the air, is I do want to do a big appreciation to Maggie Ostara for creating the Next Great Visionary Contest, because what I know it did for me was created this massive group of beautiful, inspired entrepreneurs that I can invite on my radio show. So isn't that a selfish reason to join the contest? But really, I had this conversation yesterday with somebody. I said, you know what was really nice is that I could put that out there and know that I didn't have to go look at anybody's information to say, oh, yes, I'd like to have them on my show. I knew that I could just ask, and then you all would show up. So I thank you so much for showing up. I think that is, for me, to ask, I will tell you, is a big step, because I don't want to impose, and I don't want to, you know, and at the same time, I have so many of you that are saying thank you for asking, because here we are. So, Cheryl, I want to start with you, and I have all of your information, but I really just want you to share who you are, how people can connect. Is information in the copy that we've written for the show? And you all who are on the air, if you want to check that, if there's any problem with the links, I'll go back and check and things. If you want to add things to that, as we're bringing people on, we'll add information. And this information also podcasts out to iTunes after the show, so just to let you know that. So, Cheryl, let's go ahead. Now, you have your voice to voice, and so I want you to tell your – you can talk about your manifesto. You can talk about anything. Go ahead. You're up.
Okay. Wow. First of all, on the comment of thank you, it really is a pleasure to have connection to a community where people aren't not just talking about it and thinking about it, they're really living it. Mm-hmm. And absolutely a special thank you to Maggie Ostara, because she has created this opportunity that is a springboard, no matter what part of it you are actively moving through or not. Just as she keeps saying, just take the next step. And what a wonderful message, and she's living it and giving us the opportunity. And so an extra thank you for that. And that's the crux of how I began Voice to Voice also. My background is actually multi-pronged. I was a master's PhD candidate that was accepted in as top candidate to a program in ed psych. And then life got loopy, and I had to withdraw from that. And then as life slipped away and got even crazier, I went back into my original profession, which was as a master hairstylist and colorist, up on platform at times teaching others, to have some, you know, way to create an income. And while my life literally just changed and exploded, and I had some very dramatic things that in private audience I share some of it, so I help people feel safe with to talk about what's going on in their lives. But some of the traumatic things that went through and went on in my life included a very brutal murder that was in our community. My own home became unsafe. I did not have a source of income, and both my parents were ill at the same time while I had two young kids. So while I climbed back into a profession that takes a lot of time to build a clientele, my clients could tell that something had happened to me, and I started sharing little bit by little bit by little bit, and people were amazed that I didn't like just fall down and not get up. So I started sharing my stories as a way to, you know, like really connect, where people would say, you know, like include themselves, and they're like, wow, if you get it, I can too. And then I had a wonderful Buddhist group ask me to come in as a speaker. This was about 2.5 years ago, speaking to their group on transition and loss. And in that venue, I really, really grew and found that I can be this magical bridge, helping people come to terms with what's gone on in their lives and not feel victimized, but feel energized and hopeful that as they put together the pieces, there actually is a way that doesn't take 20 years of intensive psychotherapy to find your way. So that's really how my journey began, and I am certified in several different modalities and things, and I'm a seeker and a searcher, and I tie everything together. And I offer myself in a very heart-centered way, where I listen to people and help them tap into themselves. So that's why the title of Voice to Voice, it has many, many, many layers to it.
Mm. Don't you find that telling your story and allowing, like being transparent, really draws people to you, and that really, you know, I've been using the word empowered lately. It actually empowers them because they look at you and say, you know, yes, like you said earlier, you've been through that, and wow, I can certainly get through whatever it is that I'm getting through. I think each of us probably has a story that we could tell that either shifted us or helped us, you know, crawl or jump or leap or roll to the next level of, you know, our awareness. So I love that. And
I think of it often as the learning window. You know, it's like as we squeeze through the window and we know how to do it from our own physiology, you know, the whole body-mind connection. It's not like we read a book or had anybody else, you know, like say, oh, if you do this. In fact, my whole thing is undoing all those things that, you know, all those shoulds and should nots, you know, the prescriptions that we get from life, and to courageously find your own life. And when we match up and we offer ourselves in this community, and as Maggie says, you know, find our tribe, then others who, their stories resonate with us, they know our experience is genuine because we've crawled through that tight window space, and we can lead them through with a hand.
It's so true. I was saying, I said something because my window was almost 2 years of grief and depression. And saying nobody needs to go through that, absolutely. And how many people actually go through more, you know, years of it? You know, as somebody was saying to me last night, you know, 18 months, maybe nothing compared to somebody who's been going through it for 18 years. And I said, I get that. I get that. And being able to share that story of grief and depression, and you know, obviously having all of that that's going on around you and having to take all of that in or not take all of that in, and how does this make me choose? How does this make me stronger? How does it empower me? How does it take me to the next step? Or does it knock me down? You know, and it's like it wasn't a choice. For you or for me, it was like we each had to make that choice to take that next step or to voice that next word this is going to, no, this will not knock me down. I'm going further and further and further. Well, Cheryl, I appreciate it. Can you tell our listeners? Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that not only does it not knock us down, it really defines who we are and our strengths really at core level. Because
mm-hmm.
without your having gone through your life experience, and same for all of us, we don't learn who we are. And as long
mm-hmm.
as we don't take everything so seriously and build up a heavy, heavy density in ourselves, we live our lives, we learn from it, we grow on. It's sort of like a buff and shine.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a newer paradigm to realizing how we don't have to take in everything and keep it on board forever.
Right.
You know, that there is a way to get up, shake it off, and walk mm-hmm. on through and say, you know what? My life is actually richer because I know that, and I know that strength, that core strength
mm-hmm.
inside of me. I found it. That's mine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
I've been asking to things that I'm in what they call a 9 year, so I'm letting things go, and I really have been physically looking at things and saying, how has this been serving me? And if it doesn't serve me, and if it's even non-physical, if it's a thought, if that doesn't serve me, I'm releasing it back into the universe. I'm gifting it. I'm letting it go. I'm doing whatever it takes to release. And I think that's a big integral part of who we are, is saying, okay, I went through that, and it doesn't serve me. But how can folks get in touch with you, Cheryl? I know you have your Facebook on here.
Right. Right now, I'm operating through the Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I've primarily been working through workshops that I attend, and opportunities have been growing and growing. This is happening
mm-hmm.
at a very crazy, escalating pace. So right now, I have the voice-to-voice page, and anybody who contacts me through there, I'm more than happy to share personal information, personal contact, for those who really want to or are inspired to reach out to me. So find me on the Voice to Voice on the Facebook page and like that page, and then you have the access to send private messages to me. I will be building my website through this contest opportunity. I was one of the fortunate 50, so to speak, who
Congrats.
Have been advanced
yeah.
to, thank you, who've been advanced to level 2. And anybody who's on this call and anybody who's listening into the show, this training, continue on with that, because, as Maggie says, step by step by step, and
mm-hmm.
we're all winners in it, because this is amazing gifting that she's doing from her heart and extending it all to us. And whether I progress to level, round 3 or not, I am doing my event, and I am using this as a springboard to launch myself. So I have a team of people, actually, who have volunteered their time to help me build a permanent website and finally be doing that, which everybody's been saying, you are made to do this. This is you.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope everybody will find me on the Voice to Voice and follow me along. And then also right now in the next great visionary business I'm still
mm-hmm.
there too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I have already liked your page. So that's www.facebook.com/voice-to-voice. You can like the page, get in touch with Cheryl and the play that she is doing there. And yes, I will tell you, when I joined the contest, I can't even tell you whose list I was on to get the information. I am sort of a marketing junkie, so I was playing around with that, and she really does take you through the steps, because this is the stuff that I say, oh, I know this, but then it's like, well, why aren't you doing it?
It's doing it.
It's taking the inspired action. All of us who are on here, it's really taking the inspired action, because some of us already have it. I think Brenda, we're going to talk with you next. Brenda has a webpage with the video on it already and all that good stuff in the opt-in box and, all the things that I even teach in my classes. And it's like, shame on you. You don't have that yet. You have it. It's mixed in there somewhere. But yes. So, that in itself, Maggie is really helping all of us go through almost the steps that those of us, even though my background is in marketing and advertising, I don't really like going through those steps, because it's my biggest thing was turning it around and saying, this is me, because I've been sort of hiding behind my other business and I didn't need to step out because I had this storefront, you know. So I'll tell you, ladies, it has been a transition to turn it around and say, you know, this is who I am. And as a spiritual entrepreneur, inspired entrepreneur, you know, and I have a vision and I want this thing to grow and expand. It really is. Don't you feel, and Cheryl and Brenda and Michelle, you guys can pipe up if this is stepping out of your comfort zone. Doing all of this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's totally out of the comfort zone. Yeah. And then every time I step out of my comfort zone and I meet that new criteria, I am like, like take off excited. It even shows up in my dreams.
Yeah.
So,
oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But yeah, it really is. And again, it's taking that next step that, you know, and we'll take them one at a time. And that's what we do. Wherever we're at, we're going to take them. So that, to me, that has been the awesome part of this experience, is saying, you know, hey, finally, you're going to have to step up and say you are who you are and take that next step. And like I said, even posting, does anybody want to be on the radio show? Because, you know, it's like, I don't, you know, hey, hi, it's just me. Would you guys come on and talk to me?
You
know?
No.
So funny, but it really is. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, and here's the secret, too. The whole thing really about depression is when we don't express ourselves and we begin to feel hopeless. And, you know, it comes from all these things that, you know, we have a sense, well, I'm a little bit different. I don't quite fit in. Or, you know, I'm not good enough at that. Something's wrong with me. And then we don't see a way out of it. And we fall into hopelessness. That's the equation for depression. And it's when you realize, you know what? I can get up. I can do these things. And not only can I do those things, I have my own stuff. And you know what? I'm going to go for it. And the more we live with that lit up integrity for ourselves, and the thing is, it's not selfish. You know, people use the word like selfish as if it's a horrible thing. So if you write out the word self, and then ish, I'm being for myself, you know. So we should all be, you know, you should be Anna-ish, I should be Cheryl-ish, and everybody should take their name and put the ish as a little joke, a chuckle, permission to be ourselves and step out.
That's awesome. It's so true. And this really does take us from that place where, for me, it was like, there's got to be something more, you know. There's got to be something more than what's happening right now for me, and having that more just be the idea, first the idea, and then the knowing that I created my own reality and that I have the power to shift and move and expand and grow and be this person that, and I didn't even have a definition of what that was, but I knew that the world was bigger, fuller, brighter, greener. You know, Cheryl, you and I had talked about nature before the show, and it's like the grass is greener. You know, everything's more three-dimensional. Everything's more vivid now that I'm aware that I'm stepping into my power. And I thought it's very, the word I use is delicious. Life is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
It changes into that. All right. We're going to talk. We can talk about all this. All it's like, oh, I just feel good. The hair on my arms is standing up. I just like the energy is so good. All right. So Brenda Blindenbach. Did I pronounce that right? I hope I did.
Blindenbach. That's the thing.
Okay. Okay. So go ahead and let's start off with you. And I mean, continue with you. And you've got your manifesto was about empowering children. And you've got a couple of things that you've got going on. But I want you to just tell us, I think you're Wealthy Healers. I have your website down here. It's wealthyhealers.com. And just tell
us
a bit about you and what you're doing.
Okay. Well, I'm a holistic health practitioner. And as you said, I empower children, but also women. You know, the two go together.
Mm-hmm.
To release and let go of trauma, grief, all those emotions that are holding us back, keeping us down, the vibration of them, the frequency of them is so low that it's really difficult to move forward unless we let go of, you know, of that of those emotions, so that we can move into freedom, into vitality. Mm-hmm. So that's what I really do. And it's easy to say we know right inside of our, within ourselves, right at our core, we know we should be moving forward. But if we don't have some kind of a tool, it's pretty difficult to do it. You know, a carpenter, when he's got so many tools in his toolbox, but when he knows what tool to use to do what particular job. So just like that, if we have tools, we know how to release and let go of these emotions that are not serving us. So that's what I do. My global vision is to help children, specifically, in countries, but in Africa, who are often through AIDS. And you can imagine, I watched this documentary about 7 years ago, and I was so moved through that, and I thought, this is what I want to do. And I'm so much in alignment with that because, I was at a crossroads in my life just about that time. After being married for 25 years, my husband and I separated. And then 18 months later, my husband died. And, of course, I went through this gamut of emotions of helplessness, hopelessness, anger, depression, all that kind of stuff. And if I didn't have the tools to let go of that, I wouldn't be here right now. In fact, I knew that I was headed for a nervous breakdown if I didn't let that go, because it affected my health so much. Mm-hmm. So bit by bit, as I let it go, I saw, the fog lifted. I knew what to do. I started to feel better physically, emotionally, mentally, in every way. And, moved forward, felt better, got vitality, and healed those emotions, healed all those areas that were telling me that I needed healing. That's what emotions do. They're a way of letting us know, hey, this is what's happening. What do you want to do with this? Do you want to move forward, or you want to get stuck and stay here? So that's what I do. I help people. I help women and children to move forward by releasing those emotions. Hello? Are you there?
Hello. I apologize. I've muted myself accidentally. Sorry, Brenda. No, that is so true. And we talk about my story was really, that's what similar. My mom passed, and my whole being got caught up in that. And not saying that, I do a show on another station called Bless the Mess, and it really talks about how that one event turned my life around, and I didn't have the tools. And that's how I was given the tools, because at some point I went outside and went, I give up, either take me off the planet or give me an answer. And I had a book in my hand 3 days later called The Astonishing Power of Emotions by Abraham Hicks. And boom,
right.
Within a week, this light bulb went off in my head. And I've had events similar, not as traumatic as that, but similar events happen. And as I use these tools, and like you said, once you have these tools in your toolbox, you can use them to shift your feelings, shift your emotions, and therefore shift everything in your life. And to me, that's very, very powerful. And it's really one of my questions is, how do we get these tools into everyone else's hands? And that's what I believe all of us are doing in our own way, because we all have different perspectives and different ideas and different ways of doing this. And I think it's so wonderful to see how, I always tell people on this radio station, we have different hosts, and you can listen to every single show, or you can pick a host to listen to any day of the week. And we're all going to have different perspectives, But one thing that we're all doing is we are wanting to uplift, and we're wanting to inspire, and we want to create joy and happiness, you know? And
that's
we are living,
what, yes.
and we're living a real human life. You're a human being, so don't think that, you know, don't discount your emotions of sadness or your emotions of anger, but know that when you have this, you don't have to stay there. That I think that's the biggest one. You don't have to stay there. And so having
that's
these tools.
Right.
Beautiful.
Yeah, you don't have to go through the suffering. We bring out, literally, by not understanding this, we suffer needlessly.
Mm-hmm.
So once we know, okay, you know, I can let this go so that I can now live in the, you know, in a way that I'm feeling good about myself, powerful, and all the rest of it, you know? So mm-hmm. all releasing does is focusing on eliminating what we're not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that we come to a place or realizing or understanding or embodying the essence of who we are. We want to come from our beingness.
Mm.
And right? And so when we don't come from our beingness, we're actually coming from the outer part, or from the circumstances and all the rest of it that is that our five senses are telling us. And very often it's telling us who we're not. We're living in this realm of polarity. So, you know, if we have a front, we have to have a back. If there's a north, there must be a south. So all these emotions, all they're doing is telling us, okay, where are you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the spectrum of life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so if we are feeling depressed, then there is also a place where we can feel better and not depressed. If we're feeling sad, little by little we can get to the place where we feel happy or joyful or energized or whatever it is. So emotions are really good. We put a connotation of it not being good or bad, but they're really neutral. All it's doing is we think sad is not good or grief is not good. It's just the judgment we've put on it. It's just telling us where we are at.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. You know, if we look at it that way, then we don't make it right or wrong.
Yes. I don't know if you all are familiar. You probably are with the emotional guidance scale.
The scale of consciousness.
Ask and it is given. It's in, I know, Abraham's book, Ask and it is given, but there's a 22. They've got a 20. They're saying there's, you know, the emotions, you know, source says there's good emotions, bad emotions, but you've got 22 emotions, 22 being grief and depression, sadness, one being joy and happiness, and what all the other stuff in between. As you go up the emotional scale, like anger would be actually raising your vibration, and revenge would be raising your vibration, and then you've got like overwhelmment would be raising your vibration, and then, but there's, like you said, there's no right or wrong. It's just patting yourself on the back for raising your vibration to, as you reach into happiness and joy. And most people will stay, I think, on the first six. So it's like hopefulness to happiness, you know, and once you're very aware, and you know, you're going to fluctuate, but they say, you know, you can't get from 22 sadness, grief, and depression and number one joy and happiness overnight. There's a process. And how many how many people are in a state of anger and think they should probably just go back down to depression because most people say, oh, you were much more fun to be around when you were depressed and angry, but so not true. When you're angry, you're actually getting your power back and you've raised your vibration. So it's I know it's in the book, Ask and It Is Given. Also, if you're on Google Plus, there's Law of Attraction. If you look that up, that's the Google Plus version of this radio station, and I have it posted there. And it's, and of course, if you email me, certainly I'll send it to you. There's a PDF form of it. It's great. I have it just to check in, and actually on some of the workshops that I teach here, I bring it with me in a big poster and put it on the wall and say, you know, let's take a look at this and where are you? Because you're right. It's where you are. Right. I am where I am, and it's okay. You know?
Yeah.
I am where I am, and it's okay. And it's beautiful not to berate yourself because you are angry or you are in a vengeful mood, you know? It's how you may not want to stay there, but go ahead and you're human. Feel it.
Right.
You there.
So I'm glad you shared that. Dr. David Hawkins is the one that actually brought this scale. He calls it the scale of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And if you understand that, as Abraham Hicks says, you know, you're moving up the scale. So right at the bottom of the scale, for instance, is shame, which has a vibration of like 25. So if this is what we're feeling all the time, it's no wonder that people don't want to live. Can you imagine how depressed you would get?
Mm-hmm.
And then the next step, if you can move from shame to guilt, guilt is a little higher vibration than shame. It's at 50. And then if you move up the scale from shame to anger, which is 100, so we're going up the scale, just like you said,
mm-hmm.
until... So what David Hawkins says is that 200, all the vibrations below that are not really serving us. And as we move above that, then those emotions are better. Each one is better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all we're doing. We're just moving up that scale so that we don't get... It's so easy to get discouraged. Our emotions, our emotions rule us.
Mm-hmm.
If you know what I mean. It depends
our GPS,
on how you
feel.
Yes, that's our GPS exactly. And if and all the emotions is telling us is again where you're at. Just like you was going to travel, you're taking a path going up north, and if you deviate, your GPS is going to say, okay, turn right or turn left or whatever, and that's what the emotions are pointing out, they're telling us.
And I also think, it's Carolyn, I also think it's, you know, really helpful. One of the things I've learned to do is when I'm feeling those emotions, whether it's anger or sadness, one of the, what's considered a lower vibration emotion, is just to say, okay, I accept that this is how I'm feeling and I'm observing it. Like you almost... you know, stand outside of yourself and say, okay, I'm observing that I'm feeling this emotion, and this is okay, this is part of my humanness, and, you know, I can choose to stay here, I can choose to feel it and look at how this can potentially serve me. What good can come from me having this emotion? What is this emotion trying to teach me right now so that I can step from it and move up that scale to a higher vibration or to an awareness that says, oh, okay, I get why I'm feeling this. And is this really true? Is this what I'm feeling, you know, this core belief, because ultimately it's a core belief that we have about ourselves. Is this true about me? And typically, no, it's not true. And then we can move through it and move on and let go.
Well, thank you, Carolyn, for bringing up the fact that you have to feel it. That's the whole point of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because what we do is we either suppress it,
yes,
you know, push it down, or we express it, which is, you know, we get angry and scream and shout and whatever. Both are not the answer. The middle path is feeling it, being aware of it, and then choosing, you know, am I willing at this moment, at this time?
And honoring ourselves in it, because, you know, I can't speak for others, but I know, like you were talking earlier, or Brenda was talking earlier, about how we tend to judge it. And instead of judging it, honoring it and saying, okay, you know, I'm experiencing this for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I find, too, that the more that I begin to bless those emotions and say, okay, thank you. Thank you for you know, that I'm feeling this emotion now because I know that this is here for a reason, and it's allowing me to grow. It's allowing me to step forth into a fuller expression of myself, into a fuller expression of how the divine sees me. Because I believe that the way that God or spirit or universal energy, source, what, you know, whatever we choose to call it, always has a much greater vision of who we are, because they, you know, the truth, it knows the truth of who we are, than we do. And so as I learn to bless it, and it helps the whole process be so much smoother and easier. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, these emotions.
Can I jump in with the comment? I'm sorry.
Who was that? Was that Cheryl?
Yeah, it was Cheryl. I love the conversation, and if I can just jump in with one little addition. I love the phrase to clear things up with of, I am a soul, I have a body, and if we accept that everything that we go through is part of our life experience, and to quit judging it, quit labeling it, and accept it. And not everything's even about, you know, about growth. Sometimes
it's, and that's true. It's getting to that point where then again back to, I say, how do we, you know, as we do our work or our play, you know, we want to put this in the hands of every person so they don't suffer, you know. I mean, to me, it's so, for us it may be simple, you know, it's like, yeah, we get it. And how do we walk outside and tell the person next door that you don't have to suffer like this? You don't, you know, so it all comes back to that. And it really is tying into our emotions, because, and how many of us were raised with don't cry, don't get upset, don't, you know, the don'ts. And to me, it's so powerful when, as we get older, that we understand, wait a second, this was really the most important thing, you know, this thing that we're pushing down and pushing down and pushing down. And I remember starting on my awareness journey over 5 years ago and thinking, oh, I've got to be happy all the time. Well, no.
Yeah.
No.
Right. That's crazy making.
making. And it's dis-ease. It's you get sick. Everything starts happening. You're like, what is going on? You know, and it took me about 3 months to kind of get back and say, whoa, okay. Because, you know, I'm a law of attraction junkie. So it's like, law of attraction, I can manifest all this stuff. And I have my list. And about 3 months later, I'm like, wait a second. As I started becoming more empowered and started having more knowledge and started, you know, I had these mentors and all these people I started talking to, I loved it. It took me about 3 months to go, the reason I wanted all of this stuff is to be happy. But I can be that right now. I can choose that right now. And it's like, what do I appreciate about this moment, in this moment right now? Like, Carolyn, you said a valid point. Step back and observe, you know, how many of us, how long has it taken for many of us to get to the point where we could even step back and observe and be in observation mode? You know, most of us are either interacting or reacting, you know. And I love it. It's like definitely clicking in there on the emotions. Now, Brenda, I want to wing this back around to you so we'll move on to Carolyn. And I'm thinking, let me check this. Let me see if this is Michelle. Area code 267. Is this Michelle Newman? Okay, silence. We don't like silence on the radio. That's contrast. So we do have a couple other callers, and they're not raising their hands. So if you are, Michelle, you are on the line, just push 1, and that'll get you in the queue. But anyway, Brenda, I want to bring this back around to you, and I want you to touch on really quick. Now, when you talk about Ho'oponopono.
Yes.
Can you touch on that for me? Because I am, this has come up, this is like the third time this has come up for me. So
it's amazing how when you're supposed to know something, all these synchronicities occur.
Yes.
Yes. So Ho'oponopono is a very ancient Hawaiian system
And it's very, very easy. My little granddaughter, who's only 5, uses it whenever she needs to let go of stuff. So it's that easy. And it just is to do with using 4 phrases. There's not much time to actually explain the details, but the 4 phrases are to just to release. You can use any of them, all of them, a combination of them. So they are, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, and I love you. So whenever you are feeling anything, either thought or emotion, and you're being triggered, you know, say one of those phrases as you clear that. And you don't even have to know what the issue is, because because divinity, spirit knows it, and you're giving divinity the permission to transmute whatever is not serving you as you say these phrases. If anybody wants to know more about it, actually, they can go to www.wealthyhealers.com and opt in for mini 6 series videos that I talk on, so that they at least get the basic information of how to use this tool.
Fantastic.
Very
simple. Contact, but you put it out there. So wonderful. Thank you, Brenda, so much. I love the lively discussion. And I do invite you all back to be on the show at a later date. Just let me know if you want to do it individually, whatever. And again, I also do a show for Intention Radio that's pre-recorded. So, usually I don't talk a lot about that on here, but I do invite you to, if you would like to do a show on that station, contact me as well.
Oh,
all right. So
wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. So now we're going to talk to Carolyn Bennett Sullivan. And what I have on you, Carolyn, is Savvy Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
So you just jump in to what you want to talk about.
The Savvy Heart was the manifesto that came to me as I was working through this process for the next great visionary business. And, I want to say kudos to Maggie Astar, too, who, I mean, I just feel so blessed that I was introduced to her, and a part of this entire community. It has really just put a real spark in my life and has really helped me to step forward and really begin to move into the life I know that I'm meant to live. So I'm very excited about that. This Savvy Heart really stands for soul-centered, authentic, visionary, vibrant you. And it is a coaching system that I'm currently developing to really help people who are feeling stuck and unfulfilled. I think that there is a lot of fear in our society. We get constantly bombarded, with fear-based messages from the media from all over. And I feel that people are often feel, as Cheryl was saying earlier, they feel afraid to express who they really are.
Uh-huh.
And they feel afraid to, that they have to live life how either other people dictate it or how they feel like they're supposed to live. And so my vision really is to help people to be able to transform their lives, to gain, greater clarity about, what do they envision for their life? What would they like to step into? What would they like to create and attract into their lives and be able to give them the tools and help them along that path? So that's really, my vision. I think as I've gone through my own process, like all of you, you know, I've had some challenges. I got divorced 3 years ago. And I really, you know, as Cheryl was talking and talking about not being able to express yourself, you know, I realized that in my marriage, I never felt like I could fully express myself. Mm-hmm. And after my marriage, I did go into a state of depression. I didn't really recognize it as depression, but I stayed there for a while. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I feel like, wow, if I can come out of this and I can help people go through this process much more quickly and understand that they don't have to suffer, that they can transform their lives, that they can live a life that is vibrant, that feels, I think Brenda or Cheryl, was it you that said delicious? Your life feels delicious. You know, that where you wake up every day and you say, yay, it's another day. I get to create something mm-hmm. wonderful today. If I can help just one person do that, then I've made a difference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I firmly believe that. I firmly believe, you know, the big joke about me when I started doing radio was I'd talk to the wall. You know, and now the fact that we have an audience and we have people that listen to our shows and we get these fabulous emails from people that say, thank you, you've made a difference. It may not be my show. It may be one of our other shows that we do, but we get, you know, when you get that, you're like, yes, we touched one person. If we held the space for one person to shift their perspective and change their life,
yep.
then all is well, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And absolutely. And I don't know if you know who Margaret Lynch is. She does a lot of work with EFT and tapping. And, you know, she talks about when we realize that we are the miracle that we've been looking mm-hmm. for, that we are the miracle that we've been looking for, and that we, you know, sometimes unbeknownst to us, are a miracle for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right.
And when we step into, you know, fully expressing ourselves without fear, you know, knowing that we are being divinely guided,
mm-hmm.
then we do become the miracle not only for ourselves, but for the people in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know,
we never know
how we're going to touch somebody.
Mm-hmm.
We never know. I mean, you know, I think of times when people in my life that have touched me in just incredible ways, and sometimes they never even knew. It might have been something that they said, you
mm-hmm.
know, or a note, or sometimes a smallest thing. But for me, for that in that moment, it was a miracle.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah, you have people, you have things that happen in your life, and you just don't know. Like you told you about the book that landed on my doorstep 3 days later.
Yeah.
And that I firmly that's my partner's mom, so I can firmly express the thank you and the appreciation because that it saved my life. Like, how do you express to someone? It's like you saved my life by sending me that. You know, and I know it was between me and Source and Source and Mary. I get that. And it was all divine. It happened exactly when it needed to happen. And I know that that all that time was part of my journey. I had mm-hmm. to really feel because I had never been in a position like that before. And I had to feel that to be able to know the absolute joy and bliss that I have in my life today. And that to me is, when, you know, something, you may do a simple act of kindness to someone and you may never know the domino effect that it has. But one
Absolutely.
Of the things that I say is, if you go out today and you smile at least 10 people and those people pay it forward because it shifted something in them and they smiled at 10, five people down, you've hit 1 million people. What kind of ripple? That's an amazing ripple that you've created.
Absolutely. It is. And it's, you know, for me, part of my mission really is to help people really move move from that place of fear to belief and faith, you know, that there is nothing to be afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons why I feel, you know, why I'm so passionate about it is because I have spent so much of my life in fear, you know, and, you know, afraid to express myself, you know, thinking that I had to be a certain way or have a certain career because, you know, I wouldn't be accepted otherwise. I wouldn't be good enough. I wasn't worthy or deserving to live, you know, the vision that I saw for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, I feel like the majority of people on this planet are living that way. And we as messengers, because we all are messengers, really have the opportunity to help people shift, you know, shift out of that and move into a consciousness of love, you know, of love and acceptance, and into a place where they really honor and accept themselves and feel their power, because we are so powerful and we don't recognize it.
That is so true.
We just don't, you know, most people don't recognize it. And as we step into it, I'm finding even through this experience with the Next Great Visionary Business, as I step in to doing more and more things, it's been amazing to me what's opened up for me, even just within the last week. You know, people calling me, hey, I want you to speak. Hey, let's do a workshop together. It's just amazing. And it really is, you know, as Brenda, you said, it's letting go. Letting go and releasing and stepping into it and saying, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready and I'm willing.
And that's what this part of this is. The doors are here, and now we're aware of the doors. Which one are you going to step into? And most of us, I'm sure, were raised with paradigms and programming that didn't serve us, and we chose to release that. So getting all these steps that we have to take, and then, yes, like you said, all of a sudden all of these opportunities show up, and it's like, I get to choose. Do I want to go through this door? Do I want to go through this door? Maybe I'll go through three or four of the doors, you know? To me, it's beautiful. For me, it was about being still, though, too. And that's one of the things
absolutely.
That I was so busy. I was like, oh, I can go do this. And my partner calls it, I throw paint on the walls with my ideas. You know, she's like, you got this idea and this idea. And she goes, because at some point in your life, you're going to step back and you're going to have the most beautiful painting ever. You know? And I thought, that's great. I love that. But at some point, I think I'm in observation mode right now, because, like I said, I'm in my 9th year and I'm letting go of a lot of stuff. And I realized that I needed to be still. And the moment I decided to be still, all this stuff showed up. All people showed up, opportunities showed up. And now my life has literally shifted immensely in less than a year. And I will tell you that it does keep getting better and better. It's amazing. How, and even these delicious conversations, it's like, wow, yes, you know, I say yes to all of you, because the power that's behind all of this and the energy that, one, we've created right here and now, because, you know, when two or more gather, you know, and those that are out there listening, and I know I do want to acknowledge a few folks. There's Skater Kai, Tobias, Miss Pretty, and we had some guests in the chat room earlier. You know, thank you. Everybody put together. You know, you share your energy. In this moment, I tell people, you know, do your asking or open yourself up to what's possible. Because in this energy, whoosh, watch what shows up. I think that's a really great, like a portal here.
Right.
Go ahead, Brenda.
Anna, you made such a good point there about being still, because that's when you hear what the messages are from divinity, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Be still and know who you are. Know that I am God. You know, you can hear that. Otherwise, we're coming from all the data, you know, all the other programs. They're speaking to us. But when you're still, you can hear the small, still voice, right? And
absolutely. It's that quietness, and it really allows you to center too, center and get grounded and say, okay, you know, what is my vision, even if it's for that day, or what is your vision for me for today? How can I serve you today? And it helps to, like Cheryl said, or Brenda, you know, it helps stop that monkey chatter in the old programming, which is really the ego, which wants to hold us back. It wants to stay stuck. And it allows that, you know, divine voice to come in. And it's calming. You know, it's so calming and just allows us to open up, to receive and get.
So very true, Carolyn. Well, how can folks get in touch with you, Carolyn? Let's give out your information.
Okay. They can reach me on my website, which is www.myidealpurpose.com.
Awesome.
They can
Thank you.
I'm also on Facebook. I do not have a fan page yet, but they can find me on Facebook at facebook.com. Carolyn.Bennett.Sullivan.
Okay. All of these. And I'm sure at some point once these links are in here, definitely the links are in the copy, so check those out. But, yeah, I love this whole, all of this. And now it's like I open it up. It's like now, you know, we've talked about energy. We've talked about observing. We've talked about empowerment. I mean, all my favorite conversations have been whirled around in this one show. So it's really great. It's really, really great. I do appreciate you ladies hopping on the air and telling us your stories and your visions and what's next. But yeah, I guess that's the question. So I guess we're all working on our next our webinars, our next projects. I love that.
Yes.
The next step and the next step. So I mean, we've got a few more minutes left, so I don't know if anybody wants to share anything else. Michelle didn't join us, so I'll shout out to Michelle and see if she wants to get on the air some other time. But I wish she had hopped on, because that would have been nice. But yeah, we still have a few. I was like, I realized that when I do these inspired entrepreneur shows, that four has been a nice number, and it's like we've had it where we've had three on the show, and it's great, and I've always extended the time, which I don't have a problem with that at all. And when we get down to three, it's like, oh, this is fitting it nicely in an hour. Thank you. My source thanks your source for wrapping it all up. But we do have a couple minutes left. So I just want to see if anybody has any last minute words, and then we'll go down the list and everybody can give out their contact information again.
I actually have one. I can always jump in with one more thought.
Cheryl? Is it Cheryl?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I guess so.
The idea of the next step, the next step, the next step, you know, it's like when we are in a cycle of expanding and just hearing the words, the next step, I get goosebumps all the way up and down my spine and my arms, because I'm in that position where the next step is energized for me, and it's really cool and very exciting. And then to also say that there are times where that has to be balanced with the time of, you know, coming back in towards ourselves. Like you said, sitting in those silent spaces where we just calm ourselves and connect with ourselves. And that's when we're, you know, because in this field, we're giving out. And all of us, whether we're visionaries, speakers, or seekers, or whatever, there's times where we have to sit and take in and receive. So it's that balance, and it's all in balance together, and it's just amazing when you figure that out.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cheryl. Mm-hmm. Well, this is Brenda, and mm-hmm. so I still have time. The one thing that I would like to leave people with is really ultimately is to get to know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not just this, you know, the mother, the wife, the teacher, the doctor, whatever. That's part of it. But if we don't really know who we are, the divine beings that we are, and coming from that, it's a thing of remembering. We've forgotten that. And so, of course, when we don't know that, when we don't come from that essence, that beingness, where, you know, things don't work out as well. Everything becomes effortless when we know who we are. And we come from that place.
Mm-hmm.
So my journey ultimately is to get to be embodied, to come from that embodiment of knowing that I am a divine being, and this body is just containing this divine being,
mm-hmm.
this soul,
mm-hmm.
you know, this essence.
Mm-hmm.
That is for me the ultimate.
A final, you know, thought that I have to piggyback on what Brenda is saying is, as we get to know who we are, really accept who we are, where we are right now, knowing that we are always growing and changing and transforming as being, as this eternal being, as we flow through this journey that we call life, you know, and just accepting and self-loving and letting go of that judgment, you know, of ourselves and others too, knowing that as they are on their journey of getting to know who they are, that they're doing the best that they can too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Change is our only constant, is it not?
Yeah, it's really the only constant.
It's our only constant. The only thing that we know is going to be true is change. Oh, wow. I've loved this conversation. This has been great, absolutely great. And again, my appreciation and absolute love goes out to you ladies for sharing who you are with us on Universal Energy Radio. So I want to go down the list now. So Cheryl, go ahead and give out your link, please.
I've moved away from my computer, but it's Voice to Voice on Facebook, and I can also still currently be found on the Next Great Visionary Business website, and where I will have the next part of my event being posted later on this week, in the next 2 days. So people can definitely find me there, and I will be expanding as I go. So, Anna, if you don't mind giving me the favor again of reading off that link, since you have it right in front of you,
sure.
If that's still possible.
Yes, it is. It's www.facebook.com/voice-to-voice. Wonderful. And Brenda.
Okay, people can find me at www.wealthyhealers.com. And if you opt in, you can get a series of 6 mini videos that will give you a really powerful tool to let go, to release those things that you know that you need to let go of.
Thank you, Brenda. And Carolyn.
People can find me at www.myidealpurpose.com. And they can also, if they opt in, there is a free ebook on there called From Sad to Glad, written by Chris and Janet Atwood.
Nice.
And they can also find me on Facebook at carolyn.bennett.sullivan.
Nice. All right. And I, of course, if you have a moment, like us on Facebook, facebook.com/universalenergyradio. And more about me, I'm at lifegetsbetterandbetter.com. And for me, that is my mantra. Just keeps getting better and better.
And again, ladies, I thank you so much for joining us on Universal Energy Radio, and those that have joined us live, whether you called in or you were in chat, thank you, thank you, thank you. You are infinitely loved. Remember that life is a journey. Be happy where you are and watch where it takes you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Bye.